You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Guys, this is Matterquack number 2, technically.
Yeah.
A year on from the first one I did. This, that one was done live on location in New Jersey. Unfortunately, this one, not so much due to current events in the world, but I'm still very privileged to have Bat on the when you guys were Matterquack. I'm very privileged to be joined by...
I'm Ron Killjoy.
There it is. I'm Coach Mikey.
And we are
the ugly Ducklings.
Yeah, it's a lot. The timing's off because, you know, they're not, yeah.
It's video, and then we haven't done it in a minute, so.
Yeah, and we are a duck down, but he'll be back soon. So,
yes.
To come back on another show, then. Perfect.
We got to do another one.
I'm always waiting you for a third show. It's great. So, the first question I got for you guys is, how is isolation handling you? Are you cooped up or are you all right?
I hate everything.
Well, we know this from last time around. You just hate things in general, I know. How about you, Coach Mikey? How are you holding up?
It's been a little tough, but I've shaved into a mustache and I've adopted the activity of bike riding. So that's about as all active as I've been lately. I keep looking at Rob, just keeps making faces. So. Yeah, it's been weird. You know, we were traveling every weekend, and now it's like not happening. So it's adjusting, definitely.
It's
actually been doing things today, like other things that don't involve wrestling, and it's very unusual. Very unusual.
So where are you holed up at the moment? You obviously both your home. Are you with Grandma Duckman? Are you? Or?
I wish. Well, actually, no, because, you know, I need to keep her safe, definitely. But I am in Augusta, Georgia. I have a house with my sister and one of my roommates and her boyfriend. So that's where we're all holed up right here. We've been, I've been lucky enough because we've been doing, you know, at least trying to keep each other's spirits high. So we've been doing a lot of yard work, just weird stuff that I'm not used to doing.
What's been keeping you sane then? Yard work for you as well, is it? Or what about you, Rob? Yeah, you, Rob, yeah.
Oh, who said I'm staying sane?
as close to Rob as normal anyway.
Yeah, you shouldn't assume that. I mean, when you assume and make an ass out of Uma Thurman, you know, you ever hear that?
Yes.
Oh, I've heard
that phrase, yes.
Mikey, where'd your mustache and your nose ring go, Mikey?
Look how edgy I am.
Everything is still there. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I've still, like, say, been working at my shoot job because I guess I'm considered essential. But I don't know. My girlfriend and her kid has been here. Like, say, we're just all at home. Like, say, and they've just been here a lot. So I've been spending a lot of time with them, going and jumping on the trampoline and playing outside with Evan. And just trying to stay busy or not stay busy or watch wrestling or, like, relax. I don't know. But my mind does not relax. And especially whenever I'm not – I don't have my outlet that I normally do. So it's very, very strange. Like, I love spending time with my girlfriend and her kid, but it's also just very – it's not something I'm used to being here on the weekends. Like, it's Saturday at – 6 o'clock right now, 6 p.m. and I'm sitting here. I've been doing some housework today, but overall, I'm not wrestling.
You're usually getting ready to do a launch pad McQuack with Lance at this point.
Pretty much so. Correct.
Okay. So, to try and take our mind off of what's going on around the world, I want to talk about stuff since the last time we spoke to each other, pretty much. So, in the last year, what would you say have been some of the better matches you've been involved in?
Mikey, go on.
Ooh, what you... definitely, in the past year, one of the big highlights, I think, was our stint with Mike Quackenbush and Chikara and stuff like that. That's been a very, very cool experience. We were able to, actually, I'm pretty sure your friend, yeah, he was there for all that, and Flying V, and we were able to team up with Mike Quackenbush, and then from that, we were able to do King of Trios from that. So it was just kind of like a crazy kind of snowball of effects that were happening. So it definitely was, that one.
I wasn't personally there for that, thankfully. I was there spiritually through MGB. They were there for it and they absolutely adored it. Those three guys literally adore you guys. And rightly so, you guys are one of the best. You guys are one of the best tag teams out there in the whole of the world, not just America. Mikey's trying not to blush right now.
I'm blushing.
I'm saying, well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's about right. That's our personalities to a T.
We try hard. Based it on effort, I would agree with you. If it's just based on effort, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
One thing I did some research about Mikey Quackenbush. I didn't know that he was actually pretty much behind all of Chicago in the first place. How far did you guys go on?
Mike Quackenbush is an amazing wrestler. He's a lot of people don't know this because, well, he's one of my favorite wrestlers. Like, I've always enjoyed his work. And anytime, like, say, I'd be doing cardio, I used to just, like, say, look up his matches or highlight reels or whatever. And I would just watch those while I'm running or just whatever. I've always enjoyed his work. I've always enjoyed his matches. It's a go-to for me. So getting to team with Mike Quackenbush and especially wrestling against the Colony, it was awesome.
The dream come true.
Sure. Well, yeah, I want to stay away from that cliche because my only dream was wrestling, so I have a dream come true every time I get to wrestle, every time I have a match, which I guess we're all retired now because the world's ended. But, I guess for lack of a better term, dream come true, even though I was never like, oh, I want to team up with him against the Colony. It wasn't something that entered into my mind. I didn't think it was a possibility, so until I was told it was a possibility, then I definitely wanted that, so.
It was like a dream. It was a dream booking that you were living hand in, so it was something you couldn't turn down. Clearly,
of course.
Mikey Quackenbush is something I've gone back and watched. Anyone who is listening to this, if you haven't watched his stuff, why are you listening to this show right now? Go watch it and come back.
We've got part of the King of Trios this year. We've debuted for Beyond Wrestling. We've had a lot of milestones this year, and I was hoping in the past year, I guess not in this calendar year so far, but in the past year, I was hoping to get a lot more opportunities, but who knows, our whole, just like everyone else, Mania Week canceled, and we had 10 shows that week.
Opportunity
and possibly more, we were going to hope that's, put us to the next level if at all possible. It would help us out, but now we all died and nobody knows yet. We just think that we're quarantined.
Everybody, once this all clears up, and it will, when it all clears up again, everybody will have a chance.
We all realize we already died.
I'm trying to be optimistic, and then you've got Rob just like bringing everything down.
Have you not talked to him before?
He wasn't this depressed last time in New Jersey.
Hold on. You should be fond of, say, the uncomfortable humor, right? It's kind of your guy's feel, right?
A little bit, but I'm trying to. That's why I try to stay positive. You have to stay positive in the situation. No,
that's not wrong.
My glass isn't half empty. It's not half full. My glass is broken.
I'm using that as a phrase one day. Thank you. I'm nicking that. I'm stealing that absolutely. So with that,
I'm out of habit. I gotta quack every once in a while because
you gotta get it out.
I gotta stand that quack.
You guys can quack to your heart's content. It's fine. So, what's the worst experience you guys have had in a match? Can you think of a match where you've either something from the crowd or just where something's gone wrong and it's just Rob is chuckling? That's not a good sign. Mike, you don't have to say
you want me to go.
Sorry. I want you to go. Diplomatic.
Mine are more like when it goes so bad that it's not even funny anymore, then I'm like upset about it. But one that went pretty it was pretty bad just of circumstance. We were in somewhere in Georgia. This was rather recent, and we had a match against two guys, Chip Day and Murder One, and it was me and Rob were wrestling, and I don't know, like, it was a really bad storm, and not to mention, I don't think the storm really had much to do with it, but there was probably about, like, 10 people in the crowd. All of them were kids, and I don't know where their parents were, like, I don't know how they got there, but it was just the kids, they would not stop quacking. So we're like, oh, this is going to be really good. But then we realized they didn't really care about the match or us. They were just quacking just to quack. And then the ring was awful. Like it was very, very dusty. And it was so, I guess it was dry rotted because I broke the tag rope like in the first 5 minutes. I remember I looked up at Rob and I just like was holding the tag rope. I was like, I just ripped it off and we had a blast. Like it was a really awesome match. It was fun, but no one will ever see it. And we were just in the middle of this storm and it was just like, the kids were just, they didn't care. So we were just kind of wrestling for ourselves.
Fair enough. Rob, do you have a story? You were chuckling like a little girl. So
Well, like that story, like that was funny because like the match wasn't bad. Chip Day and Murder One are awesome. So I don't want to say like the match was awesome. It was me and Mikey against Chip Day and Murder One. And the match was fun and good, but the crowd just didn't care at all. Big falsies at the end, they just didn't care, and it was just, but that was funny.
No reaction.
I wouldn't count that as a bad experience because that's a funny story.
Yeah.
What I would count as a bad experience, I guess off the top of my head, would be Lance getting injured back in September. We had a show in New Jersey, and we were put in there with, unbeknownst to us, we were put in there against guys who were untrained, not trained at all. We didn't know until afterward. And then I've worked with some terrible people, so I could get by probably even with some untrained people. But the thing is, they were they broke Lance's wrist and they gave him a concussion and a black eye, because they just weren't taking care of us, and I wasn't in there at the time. It was just a couple of things, but Lance ended up being injured and it messed him up for a while, and that cost us some bookings and some money. And which obviously that's not the main part, is that they hurt Lance. But I'm saying to add on to that, they've cost us extra, There were no redeeming qualities about it, I guess you could say. That would be the main thing, because then we're all angry. That's an angry story. Yeah. Now, the story that Mikey told, that's funny. He broke the tag rope because it was dry rotted. The crowd didn't care at all. Like where I'm actually laughing out loud during the match, you're just not caring. That's a funny story.
Yeah.
This bad story.
Absolutely. I do remember Graham telling me about. He said one of the ducklings had got a broken wing. That was obviously when Lance had obviously hurt his wrist. How long was he out for?
Well, the thing is, like, he took it a little easy from there. Like, he took some select bookings because you can still work around a broken wrist. But yeah. then he ended up getting hurt further, so then he took a little time off because just off a freak accident. So it was just one of those, like, hey, wait till you're healed up and come back. So then he was off, I don't know, how long was it, Mikey? 2-3 months?
Yeah, I would say about, like, I think he got hurt, and then it was, like, that month. Like,
no, I'm like, Mikey, I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to your mustache. I'm sorry.
It was, I think you're correct.
Absolutely brilliant. I want to talk a bit about yourself and Lance, Rob, in general. When you guys were formed together into the cohesive unit that you are, was it hard to develop the chemistry in the ring, or was it just natural?
Well, I mean, like, I'm a perfectionist. I will never get perfect, but I will strive for it, and that'll at least make me better. And so it's hard for, like, say, to say that now, like I say, we always had great chemistry, but then we're always trying to get better also. That goes, like say, but we clicked first thing, and that's why we decided to keep going. And then, like say, we will both, like say, critique things here and there, or like say, we'll smooth them out and stuff. But overall, our chemistry's always been there. We've always just, you know, it's always just worked.
Absolutely. Remind me, who launches who in the launch pad? Usually,
I feel like Mikey's just looking me in the eyes right now while he's stroking his mustache. What did you say? I didn't even hear what you said. So.
I'm leaving that in, by the way.
We don't do edits. We don't do second takes.
Yeah. In Launchpad, who actually I met at Disneyland last year, by the way. I met him in person. He's fantastic.
Little money, so but we'll talk. That's a different podcast. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Launchpad McQuack. Who is Launchpad in the air? Is it you or is it Lance?
It's Lance. I've got the thick trunk, so I throw him with my thick legs.
I ask because when you tag with Mikey, does that mean you throw Mikey?
We've attempted it before. Has it quite worked?
Yeah.
We'll get there. We're going to have to practice it on the trampoline and in the backyard because, you know, we're all dead and wrestling's over and we're in hell right now.
Well, it is hell with no wrestling. That is pretty much for damn certain. Obviously, I came from the UK to watch you guys in New Jersey last year, which was great.
Is that near Florida?
Not far. Near Missouri, actually. Near Missouri.
Skip and a jump from Florida, as they say.
Absolutely. But obviously, I came to UK to see you guys in New Jersey. If you give them the choice, would you rather go to do a tour of Japan or tour of the UK?
Man, you had to give us the choice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're from the UK, so I'm going to say the UK.
Give me the bias.
Well, I'm a contrarian, so I guess I would say Japan simply because Mikey said the UK. Also, but see, I'm torn, you see, because I've always wanted to go to Japan. I guess, again, cliche, that'd be a dream come true. But I've always wanted to go to the UK, but I don't speak the language in Japan. And I also don't like some of the food they have. Like, but I, you know, I speak English. Huh? And I guess I would like some of the food they have, but I've never had much English food.
Well, as a chef, I'm sure I can treat it.
What do you like to eat?
Well,
if I had a choice,
the perfect steak dinner. Perfect steak dinner.
Steak? I love steak too, so they have steak in. So there's that.
I think you just told them it's you, kid.
Absolutely. And as a chef, I'd be honored to cook a steak for all three.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
It's my shoot job, so.
There you go.
Right, I've got some questions for you actually from the MGB team. If you'd be to ask them.
Yeah.
Okay, so question from Jackson, little six-year-old Jackson wants to know. Where is it?
Jackson. Little Quaxon.
Quaxon. Yeah, that's now canon now. It's Quaxon. Right, okay. It is...
Looking you in the eyes, Mike.
What's your favorite breakfast cereal?
Ooh, Can I narrow it down and say the Cinnamon Toast Crunch family? And that includes like French Toast Crunch. Say there's apparently like apple Cinnamon Toast Crunch, some stuff like that. I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch a lot, but I'm also a big fan of Honey Grahams. But I also like Fruity Pebbles. And Crunch Berries are pretty good. I like Peanut Butter Crunch. The Reese Puffs. I like candy for breakfast.
That's actually what I've been eating lately. Like I gotta kind of go through phases. So right now the phase I'm in is Reese Puffs. Always the go-to's Frosted Flakes. I always like some good Frosted Flakes. Frosted Mini Wheats too. Oh man, look at him, Bubby Boy. Look at him, Tonto.
Tonto
Boy.
Cameo from the amazing Tonto.
He's just barged in my room. He's
you can't have more than 30 seconds or you're going to have to pay him. So
he's actually eating stray cereal off the floor from this morning.
He's a star.
He's a Becca. Tonto's getting streamed in England right now. He doesn't understand boundaries.
Right, Rob, then. That's perfect.
Yeah. I was reading Mustache. He doesn't understand boundaries. He's the definition of not understanding boundaries. Just the look.
It's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. the next question comes from Mason and Jackson. They'd like to know, did the documentary get filmed before the break and any time on a release date?
It got, they've gotten some footage, but we had plans to get a lot more of Romania week, so it is yet to be completed.
They got a lot of, I would say they got a lot of the documentary part of it, like a lot of sit-down interviews, especially they came up here one weekend and they did a lot. They pretty much filmed everything that they needed to film with me. I know that. And then, they did film with Rob, and I know they're going to get more with Lance, but yeah, they were supposed to be with us a WrestleMania week. So, last time I talked to them, they're working on a trailer for it. So hopefully they've got enough footage where they may be able to maybe put out something like that. I don't know, but, no, it's still in the works. And, you know, I've seen some, footage that they filmed actually. Tonto farts on camera, so that happened. He ripped one. In the middle of my interview.
I'm gonna be surprised if Mikey farts on camera.
Yeah, too. No, there's a lot of me dancing around in the locker room while everyone's trying to be serious. So, and farting, probably.
Not as a bad thing sometimes. You need a bit of humor to keep things going sometimes, definitely. Okay. I've got two questions from Graham now, which are slightly more serious, unfortunately.
Okay.
Do you think wrestlers are still going to keep doing high fives when this is over?
Ooh.
Say that again.
He farts then again. You want to say that, Rob?
Do you think wrestlers will still keep doing high fives?
Man, I'm not touching anybody anymore. I can't lick my hands. I can't spit in them. I'm not, the quack circle's got to be everybody just put your hands out, but don't touch each other. It's going to be, we're changing stuff up. I'm not biting or licking the ropes anymore. It's going to be very, very difficult. I don't know what
I never realized how many germ related things you've done, Rob.
I trained my immune system for this.
That's the next question from Graham, which was, will you get away with spitting in your hand before shaking your hands or breaking away from locks? I'm pretty much already answered that question.
I think that's the equivalent of assault now. I don't know.
Technically, it's a terrorism charge now.
There's no telling. I'm going to push the envelope, but I'm not trying to get that far.
We're
all here to have a good time.
What it does do is it gives a chance to show a different side of the character, obviously, with different.
Yeah. Well, that's that to me is like the cool thing about pro wrestling is there's when something happens or like he was Rob was saying earlier, like an injury happens, there's always a way to work wrestling around it where it's there's always wrestling always adapts. So if we can just get permission and everything can get cleared up, that's what I think the main thing is. I mean, Rob's not hopeful, but I'm hopeful, and when it does happen,
but like I said, if we could get up to like say gatherings, like say 10 people in a public place again, I mean, we work some shows that draw less than that, so I mean, we could be fine.
Well, as if to go on to my last point I was going to make, WrestleMania, of course, this year had no fans there at all, which is the lowest crowd in WrestleMania history, a new record, I suppose.
They set the new record for WrestleMania.
Same record.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was great. Yeah. I mean, of course, there were certain matches that maybe were better than others, but I think for what it's worth, they had, you know, with the Taker and AJ and then Cena and Wyatt, like, if you steer into the skid, it doesn't seem so bad. If you avoid the obvious, then it's like, then it makes it look stupid. But if you're like, okay, there's no crowd here, so let's do something like this. And then it turns out great. So, you know, I thought that was a great job. I was entertained. At certain points, I forgot that it wasn't like it wasn't the WrestleMania. You know, it made me forget, you know, what was going on for a little bit. I think that's what they were like shooting for.
I'm
glad that it was two nights. I enjoyed the matches they had. Like, and of course, everything hurts a lot more. And it's a lot harder when there's no crowd. Like, and a lot of people maybe don't realize that. So the crowd fuels us too. So it's very, very difficult. So I have even more respect that they're out there putting on that high level of performance in front of no one. And, you know, obviously there's some matches where they're cold, like for example, Elias and Corbin, that would definitely benefit with the crowd because the crowd would be so hot for it or just shitting all over it. Both one way or the other, like say that would make the match, but otherwise it's just not a super interesting match, not to take anything away from those guys. But then there's matches like the ladder match would have been great in front of a crowd, but they could have done the same exact match in front of a crowd. It would have been awesome. You know, they've just all sorts of I enjoyed WrestleMania, and obviously the Boneyard match and the Firefly Funhouse I loved. It was just great. And I mean, I feel that they made the best of a bad situation. It could have been much worse. So anybody who's like talking about it, they're not in their shoes. They're not in that position. So
that being Mr. Meltzer, for example, who says that it was the best thing was the Snickers advert. I'm like, were you watching the same event we were? Really? I was going to ask you though, with seeing two amazing cinematic matches like the Boneyard and the Funhouse, would you guys want to be involved in that, like a duck pond match or something?
Absolutely, and it wouldn't be our first time. We've actually been involved in it before. I don't know if you know this, but Colby, myself, and Lance were in the the Total Nonstop Deletion? Is that what it was, Mike?
Total Deletion, yeah.
Tag Team Apocalypto. That's what it was. Yes, the Tag Team Apocalypto.
Yeah.
One of the final deletion things. Yes, we were part of that. You could see us get murdered by Crazy Steve and Abyss. So.
Wow, that's fantastic. There you go, guys. Something else go and check out, guys, for certain.
Mike's going to go find that after we get off of this, and he's going to post it on our social media and let people see it.
Absolutely. He's going to post it on Free Mother Duckers on Twitter for that, definitely.
Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. The Ugly Ducklings and at Three Mother Duckers. He's going to post the clip of us getting killed by Abyss and Crazy Steve. He'll find it. He's good at this. Is that right, Mikey? Is that right, Mikey?
Yeah. He's been, since pro wrestling has not been happening, he's been obsessing over lots and lots and lots and lots of footage. So I've been just trying to keep up so he knows that, and that's why he's smirking at me.
But if there's a lot of good stuff in that back catalog.
Where are we? We're in hell. What is this? Your personal hell. You need that footage.
Coach Mikey looks almost defeated. Last Duck Standing will be Rob soon. Last Duck Standing match. There you go. Last Duck Swimming match.
Perfect. I mean, we were scheduled to have our first ever duck collar match over Mania week against the Gymnasty Boys. Those damn Gymnasty Boys, our mortal enemies, Timmy Lou Retton and White Mike. However, it's now postponed.
Because that match will happen at some point. What is the purpose of a duck collar match?
Well, you ever hear of a dog collar match?
Same principle, but for ducks, I'm guessing.
Where you take the chain and it's attached to a collar around your neck, and that chain is attached to your enemy, your opposition, your opponent. It's attached to him, the other end. Chain. I'm just guessing. It could be between 7 and 12 feet, but a 10-foot chain attached to their neck. It's like a dog collar match, but with ducks, and there's four of us. It's a tag team duck collar match. So I'll be attached to either Timmy Lou or White Mike, and they're going to be attached. The other will be attached to Lance, or maybe Mikey will be attached to both of us. I'm not really sure. We're not clear on the rules just yet. Mikey to the post.
But he's not scared. He's gonna crack Wade all the way to it.
Mikey's gonna be attached to the referee by the neck. Listen, you gotta buy the pay per view to find out. Okay, you gotta buy the
which you'll be able to follow, of course, when Mikey puts the tweet out for, and you can go and find out and watch it.
Absolutely. Just Mikey's gonna plug it on social media as soon as all this is over.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Quacksolutely, absolutely. So, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your days.
Thanks for having us, man.
I know you guys are in isolation now, obviously, at the moment, but at the same time, it's so nice to be able to, you know, catch up with you because, you know, right now, we want to bring a bit of happiness to people's lives, and hearing about a ring for dismantling itself when Mikey just grabs a rope, fantastic.
I enjoy talking about wrestling. So, when does this thing start? When do we start the interview?
About 5 minutes.
Okay, cool. I think I got a little time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, thank you again, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure to have.
Once again, I'm Rob Killjoy.
I'm Coach Mikey.
And we are
the Ugly Ducklings.
Near enough.
Yeah.
Rusty. Yeah,
this was the Matter Quack, and we are quacking out here.
This is how we do the quack circle from now on. Everybody just put their hands in from here and we'll just do it. See? It's quack circle. Quack circle. Quack. 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 Yeah.
This is a Matt Attack production for the Visionaries Wrestling Network.